1980, federal and state interventions to promote fuel efficiencies and reduce pollution took its toll on Corvette. Two engine displacements were available for the first time since 1974. The standard 350 cubic inch and a 305 cubic inch required for the California market, where emissions regulations were more stringent. The smaller block, available only in that model year, was in reality a standard Chevrolet passenger car engine that could be packaged with automatic transmissions only. Trimming weight became a prime consideration. Engineers used lower density roof panels, thinner hood and outer door thickness, and aluminum in the differential housing and crossmember. An aluminum intake manifold became standard on most engines. Aerodynamic improvements included moving the grille back slightly and new front and rear bumper caps with integrated spoilers, which improved the drag coefficient. Radiator airflow nearly doubled. At the federal government's behest, speedometers were limited to a maximum of 85 miles per hour, quite a comedown for speed-oriented enthusiasts. As a result of these government-mandated restrictions, sales for 1980 slackened to 40,614 units.